You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Tuesday morning, February 24th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announced its presentation at 16th Annual World ADC, London 10-15. Helix Biopharma Corp. presented new data on its CACA-ACA-CAM6-directed antibody drug conjugate program at the 16th Annual World ADC London Conference. Dr. Jonathan Davis, Director of ADC Discovery, highlighted the potential of CACA-CAAM6 as a therapeutic target for hard-to-treat cancers. The presentation emphasized the tumor-selective binding profile of Helix's anti-CACAM6 VHH, supporting the development of next-generation ADCs. Learn more at worldadc-euro.com.
GeoVax announces Oncology Advisory Board to advance G-Deptin reference development across solid tumors. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has formed an oncology advisory board to advance G-Deptin development across solid tumors. The board includes leaders in immuno-oncology, translational medicine, and checkpoint inhibitor strategies. GeoVax plans a phase 2 trial with G-Deptin in head and neck cancer, exploring additional solid tumor indications with G-Deptin plus immune checkpoint inhibitors. The board will guide scientific, translational, and clinical strategies for G-Deptin's advancement.
Ancor Resources commences trenching program at CZ Gold Prospect, Ratanakere Province, Cambodia. Ancor Resources Corp. has started a trenching and sampling program at the CZ Gold Prospect in Ratanakere Province, Cambodia. The program aims to determine the geology, structure, and orientation of the quartz stockwork zone. 12 trenches were excavated, each measuring 5 meters in length, 2 meters in width, and 5 meters in depth. The company collected 298 samples for analysis to evaluate gold content in the target area.
Remural Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, appoints Fabrice David as independent director. Mr. David, a seasoned scientific leader with 2 decades of experience in fusion-related energy science and advanced nuclear phenomena, will provide oversight as the company advances its Texatron platform and expands its patent portfolio. The company also progresses towards SEC registration filing.
Black woman-owned WH Farms Co. transforms into science-focused hemp biotech company. WH Farms Co., a Black woman-owned company, has transformed into a science-focused hemp biotech firm, led by Q. Nicole Vanderhorst. The company's evolution marks a significant milestone in agriculture and biotechnology representation, with a $2.90 million investment in a new facility. WH Farms Co. aims to create 41 new jobs with above-average wages. This move signifies a shift towards advanced botanical extraction and research-driven product development in the hemp sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.